Dow ahead 73 points now, but the NASDAQ is losing 54 points. This is SRN News.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Tired of hearing scary radio ads about the IRS? Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000 or $500,000, we have a solution. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS with zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with a BBB. End your tax nightmare today by visiting TRA.com or call 800-275-3490. That's 800-275-3490.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures, with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds, mild tonight, low 58, tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
Governor Ivey has ordered flags in Alabama to be lowered to half staff in honor of Montgomery's Sheriff Deputy Jemias Young. Deputy Young will be laid to rest today. Flags will be lowered until sunset. Young lost his life just a week ago in a patrol car crash while on duty and responding to a call. Governor Ivey says that Young's sacrifice is a stark reminder of the risks that law enforcement officers face every day in order to keep our community safe. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An Ozark man is facing murder charges for killing his roommate after an argument. 59-year-old Daryl Miley is accused of hitting 63-year-old Billy Joe Maynard with a metal pipe to the stomach, which caused him to be hospitalized. Maynard has since succumbed to those injuries while in the hospital. According to WDHN News, Miley told investigators that he hit his roommate with that pipe following an argument over a stolen Pop-Tart. Miley is currently being held without bond. A second juvenile that was involved in a shooting and car crash in Tuscaloosa has succumbed to his injuries. The two shooting victims were found inside a car after it crashed into a home on Reese Boulevard. One of the juveniles was declared dead at the scene, the other hospitalized but has since died. Investigators say an attempted robbery led to the shooting and a suspect is in police custody. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Free
Who doesn't love free? With Milo's Rewards, you get the member-only treatment that's actually worth it. Enjoy free member gifts you'll love. And once you reach Silver Key status, you can get free standard shipping. Because Lowe's knows nothing feels better than free. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/Milo's Rewards today. Program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Member gifts may be subject to additional terms and restrictions. See Lowe's.com/shipping terms for details. Subject to change.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
When you're rolling Charmin up your mouth on the potty, let's just also roll it back, everybody. Charmin's irresistibly soft and hella nice. My creeper's always stuck.
It's our potty mind.
So our cheeks feel flat.
So
everybody wanna touch the sky.
Charmin Ultra Soft is irresistibly soft and more absorbent, so you can use less. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
You know you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon here on a lovely Monday. Of course, we're calling it online Joey Clark Live. You can always go to YouTube. Just search Joey Clark Live. That's the name of the channel. Like and subscribe. Also, you can watch on the X platform at the Joey Clark. And be sure to join the comment section. I'm sure the peanut gallery will be hopping in any moment now.
Oh, yeah.
To tell me how fat I am becoming. Eddie Bader's in the house. How you doing, Eddie?
Pretty good. Had a great weekend. How about you, Joe?
I'm doing well. I had a great weekend myself.
Good deal.
Did you watch the Masters at all?
No.
Did you get shot near Red Lobster?
No.
Well, somebody did in Montgomery.
Yes, they did.
And they weren't even in the middle of the gunfight. They were just in the crossfire.
No, there was a couple shootings this weekend.
So, great to feel safe.
Yeah. Well, they had that...
Capital of Dreams, right?
Well, that non-violence conference going on
downtown,
so, you know.
Right. Well, and it's not just that one. It's like every day. I saw Victoris Felder, who ran for mayor, posting, like, shooting on Friday, shooting on Saturday, shooting on Sunday.
It's like the criminals don't go to these meetings of the anti-violence or something. Mm. Just don't quite get it.
Yeah. But, of course, tomorrow is the big runoff day.
Oh, that's right. Tomorrow.
Yeah. The District 2? Runoff election for District 2. The congressional district, of course, we've talked to Anthony Daniels before. He'll be going up against Shamari Figures for the Democratic nomination. Of course, we'll have Dick Brubaker and Caroline Dobson going for the Republican nomination. And on the phone now, we have the man himself, Dick Brubaker. How are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm doing great. Just driving back from a campaign event in Eufaula. I tell you, it's a pretty day to be walking around Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, you've done a few of these campaigns before. You've watched many campaigns before. How do you think this one has gone? And I don't just mean your positioning to necessarily win tomorrow. I mean, what's the tone of this campaign been like to you?
Well, I mean, I think there are two people in this race. One of them's proven that she'll buy to get what she wants, and one person in this race has decided not to go negative and try to get people to vote for someone instead of against somebody else. I've been involved in politics a long time. And, you know, I've had people say some not very nice things about me, but I've never been involved in a campaign against a person who will literally say anything to get elected. I mean, like you know, one of her favorite taglines, oh, he's a Trump hater. Well, everybody in the Trump organization who's endorsed has all endorsed me. None of them have endorsed her. I mean, Veterans for Trump, Lee Greenwood, General Mike Flynn, Ken Paxton, give you a whole big list. But that doesn't stop her. She's still going to run TV ads and radio ads. For some reason, I'm a Trump hater. I mean, it's just crazy. I've never it's almost surreal.
Now, when she throws the label career politician at you, I mean, I know how what I think of that. I think
that's a lie. I mean, she has said repeatedly at forums that she will not limit her own term. In other words, if she gets elected to Congress, she's going to stay in as long as she can. Now, she'll sign that term limit pledge to co-sponsor a term limits bill that everybody knows will never pass. But she's been asked directly, will you limit your own term? No. Well, I've already done that. I mean, I said I'd serve 2 terms in the state senate, and then I actually left. But she wants to peg me as a career politician. But that's her whole campaign. I mean, whatever the opposite of the truth is, that's what she says.
Now, we've been over this before in our many conversations in this cycle, but just to remind folks, why did you hop in? Because, I mean, you didn't have to jump back into politics.
No, that, I'll be honest with you, Joey. When I got out of state politics, I said I'd serve 2 terms in the Senate and then quit. I served my 2 terms and I quit. But in 2018, it didn't look like the Republic was in danger of just failing outright. And also, I didn't have any grandchildren then. And now with 5 grandchildren, I feel like I've got a obligation to try to do something.
Well, I hear you there, and it is ominous, the road ahead, and it got a little more ominous over the weekend with these strikes by Iran against Israel. Now, most of that was intercepted, but what do you think of this moment in time, and what should the United States government be doing in regard to these latest provocation?
Well, everything that's happening in the Middle East right now is because of Joe Biden's weakness that we showed in Afghanistan by cutting and running. And the reason that Iran and Hamas feel emboldened to strike at Israel is because, Joe Biden doesn't seem to have any moral compass about who the good guys are. And he keeps trying to play both ends against the middle instead of just supporting Israel to the hilt, which is what we ought to be doing. And I'll be honest with you, Joey, I'm surprised that people have talked about the danger of a widening war. And I think that's what you're seeing. I mean, the Iranian strike at Israel is just probably the first step toward a wider war. And if Joe Biden doesn't decide whose side he's on, and which should be Israel's, and go all in trying to contain this thing, there's no telling what will happen.
Yeah, and it makes me nervous that the so-called adults in the room, adults seem dysfunctional. Or they just, I don't know, these career folks that Biden has surrounded himself with. I remain unimpressed by the likes of Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken. And even Lloyd Austin, who I have a little more respect for as a general, he's still carrying the company line as well. And I feel like I'm being fed a line, whether on their so-called support for Israel or the need to continue to back the Ukrainians. I just feel like I'm listening to the gang I can't shoot straight.
We just gave, we just gave, Gaza another $100 million in aid. These are the same people who have supported, hidden, and done everything they can to help Hamas in their strikes against Israel. You can't have it both ways. And Joe Biden is weak on the war on terror. He has been from the beginning. And all of our allies are probably wondering whether or not the United States is worth having as an ally. Trying to force a ceasefire on Israel before the Israelis have defeated Hamas is just guaranteeing that all this is going to happen again in a few years.
Yeah, it's an absolute crying shame. And, I think you might have heard me while you were on hold. Yeah, we're seeing all these shootings in Montgomery, and I know Montgomery is just one part of the district, but this to me seems like a national trend of increased crime and desperation on certain people's part. But then you also see the open border. It's not like everybody coming in by any means is a legit asylee, just wants a better life. I think we're seeing some of the worst criminal gangs up into this country. Are you worried about this trajectory in terms of crime in the nation, including our own backyard?
Well, of course, everyone with any senses. I mean, we know that a great many countries south of our border have emptied their prisons out and are intentionally sending dangerous individuals to the United States. And the Democrats are going to use increasing violence as an excuse to take guns away from law-abiding people. Every time they have approached this subject, it's always in a way that doesn't take guns from felons. It just makes it harder for people who care about law to own firearms and to protect their lives and their property. And the chaos that is going to be caused by hundreds of thousands of illegals in our country, in the end of the day, the Democrats will use that as an excuse to start abrogating our basic fundamental freedoms under the First and Second Amendment.
And then you look at the CPI numbers, the latest ones that came out. It's bad enough when you look at headline CPI. It gets even worse when you look at core CPI, which removes what food and gasoline prices.
Right.
And then it's even worse when you look at super core, which also removes housing from the equation. Something like 9% annualized for super core. Is that this is just going to hurt everybody. I think this doesn't this issue kind of drive the car on a lot of the problems we're seeing?
Of course it does. Look, if you want to fix the economy, you've got to cut government spending, cut direct taxes on people, on wage earners. But if we don't rein in government spending, I mean, we're broke now. I mean, the time has come to have a deep cuts in federal spending and deep cuts in taxation. And then you might begin to have get some control over this. But until we have a president that has the nerve to actually begin to rein in federal spending, the inflation is just going to get worse. And if we don't start encouraging U.S. energy production, fuel prices will keep driving inflation, particularly in the food sector.
Now, if you are elected, let's say you get the nomination and you beat the Democrat in November, who do you plan on working with up there in Washington? I'd imagine there might be some natural allies already in there in the Congress. Is there somebody in mind?
Well, yes. Of course, you got to start with your own delegation. I mean, guys like Robert Aderholt, Barry Moore, that's who I'm going to be depending on as a place to start. But also, let's face it, any conservative that's willing to work with me, I'm willing to work with them. Anybody who's really willing to stand up and try to start pushing back, I want to be their friend.
Well, there you go. So you're not necessarily going to join a particular caucus up there when you hop up there?
Oh, well, here's the thing on the Freedom Caucus, because mm-hmm. that's what you're asking about, right?
Sure, sure.
My attitude is this. If they don't want to control my voting card, I'm perfectly willing to join the Freedom Caucus, but as long as they say that you have to take a all-or-nothing approach to earmarks, I'm not going to, on the front end, join them under those conditions. Because let's face it, I represent, when I get elected, I'm going to represent 13 counties, 12 of them are losing population, and some of them, like I just came from Barber County, there are three locks on the river there that all of which need to be repaired. And it's going to take federal money to do it. And, you know, I'm not going to say that I won't take any earmarks. Well, I know there are projects in my district that will help economic development, will help farmers, will begin to bring barge traffic back through Eufaula. I'm going to support those earmarks.
Well, there you go. And actually, we're going to read a... Remember, Eddie, the open letter we read, the open letter to Senator Brent?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have a response to that open letter. And a lot of the argument comes down to the money's being spent anyway. It would be foolish for your representative or your senator not to direct that money that's already been appropriated
right.
to your area.
I agree with that to this extent. You've got to, if Congress is willing to pull back the spending in total, instead of spending, $100 trillion, we're going to spend $5 trillion. I'm all for that, and I'll just try to get my share of the five. But if they're going to spend $100 billion anyway, I think I want my district to get its share. But we've got to call balls and strikes. Some of the things we're spending earmarked money on should never have been funded by the federal government in the first place.
Right. And it's,
repairing a lock on an Alabama river that the federal government helped build is appropriate for federal funding. spending $23 million to put electric scooter chargers in Harlem. If they want electric scooters in Harlem, that should be a city or a state appropriation, not a federal one.
Now,
I mean, we can call balls and strikes here.
Right.
And that's what we need to do, not just say all or nothing.
Well, and if you're a Republican and you want more conservative outcomes, we need to elect more conservatives to Republican positions and have a stronger majority. I'm a little disappointed in Mike Johnson these days, but I'm also seeing the lay of the land he's got to deal with. Right now,
well,
yeah,
you got to be realistic. I mean, he has a certain job as Speaker, and that's to hold the old rattly machine together enough to get, hopefully, good legislation passed, but when you've got a majority of one, you know, it's, I'm glad I'm not Speaker.
You and me both. I certainly don't have the temperament for it. Now, pretty much out of time here, but if folks want to hear kind of a final pitch of why should they vote for Dick Brubaker tomorrow in this runoff, in particular, why are you the better choice over your opponent in this race?
First of all, you know where I stand. I don't, when they ask me questions about abortion and traditional marriage, I answer them on the Eagle Forum survey and on the Christian Coalition survey. She didn't. If you want the candidate that knows how to function in a legislative chamber, that's me. And also, if there's one thing for sure, when I made promises to you as a state legislator, I kept them. I said I'd serve two terms and quit, and that's what I did. Y'all know my word is good. All you get from my opponent is a bunch of promises. But y'all know me. And you know that if you send me to Washington, I won't embarrass you. So, Brubaker for Congress, vote for Dick Brubaker tomorrow. But please, go vote.
Yeah, get out there, folks. Your vote very much can make a difference in this thing, given estimated turnouts. Let's surprise those who are doing those estimates. Get a lot of folks
Amen.
Out there. Well, I appreciate it
Thanks,
as always,
Joe.
And best of luck tomorrow, Dick.
All right, great. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Bye. Again, folks, Dick Brubaker, always great having him on the show. I mean, Eddie, what do you think of this race? I mean, I'm not asking for you to endorse or say who you're voting for, but it does seem like at the end of these things, the mailers start going out, yeah. The final messaging goes out, and it always seems to tend toward, being uncharitable, if I could be charitable in my description.
You're being nicer than I am. They all just sling mud on each other there at the end. And, you know, it's unfortunate. It's one of the things that turned a lot of people off from politics. But at the same time, politicians can't seem to help themselves.
Right.
And in this race in particular, I'm not a fan of it because this is not something Alabama wanted. This is something that was forced upon Alabama. So I'm not a party to it at all, and I just think the whole thing's a scam. That being said, may the best person win.
Who do you think's going to get the Democratic nomination? You think Anthony Daniels can overcome Shamari Figures? Figures got a lot of money.
Got a lot of money. I would. To me, I'm pulling for the little guy, Anthony Daniels. But we'll see. That's a big hill to climb, Joy.
Yeah, and it's interesting how, like, has anybody lived here their whole other... Dick Brubaker, I think, has done pretty much all of his living and his life, family, business here in Montgomery in the area. But for a while, what, Caroline lived in Texas? And now that they do live in Montgomery now, and, I mean, she grew up in, what, Monroeville in the district?
Monroeville, Alabama.
A very small town, like 200
tiny town.
Folks,
I've got
which is to her credit.
Three really good friends in Monroeville, and I think there's five that live there total.
No, I think she has connected with a lot of more rural parts of this brand-new district. But when you look at what, Daniels grew up in this area, but then he's currently in Huntsville. And then Shamari Figures, I guess he has a residence technically now, but he'd been in D.C. forever, right?
And I don't begrudge people for not living here their whole life. I mean, I've certainly moved around. I just made Alabama my home. But being that, I mean, to me, that adds a little bit of validity to their resume. They've seen other places besides Alabama. Like with Caroline, she went to Harvard, and a lot of people kind of hold that against her.
Sure.
I don't. I don't hold that against her at all. For one, like it or not, Harvard is one of the greater education places in the United States. Holds its own. However, to have an Alabamian that went up there, I can't imagine the adversity she faced just from being a woman and a Southern woman. And on top of that, from rural Alabama, I've seen people in those situations. Oop. And, dude, she came out on top. much.
Well, and I have to say, I don't love the attacks against Dick Brubaker because
I think Dick's a great guy.
Right, and I've known him for a while to where I'm like, it makes me go, hey. Right. And he did keep his promise.
He sure did. I'll give him that. He said he was going to step down, and he did.
Right.
So that tells me he, in that part, it's something I love about Dick. He does obviously believe in term limits because he set one for himself, and he lived by it.
Right. Well, and you just, grandchildren.
Yeah.
How does that change your perspective?
Hugely. If it wasn't for my grandchildren, I'd be in Jamaica living right now.
Really?
Not a doubt.
It's the only really tether that's keeping you around here. Yeah.
Mom's guilt and the grandchildren. But the,
I don't have anything to do with them.
Yeah, well, you know.
No, and, I hope not.
And honestly, it sounds, I'm sure it sounds silly saying this, but they literally are our future. Yesterday, I spent the day with them. And it's an amazing thing to sit there and look at your grandchildren. And we're making memories. And I know these memories they probably won't remember, but I'll never forget them, you know. And to see some of the challenges that they're going to face in this world makes me incredibly scared. Scared for them. But I know they've got a loving, supporting family around them. And we're just going to do the best we can do.
Now, you know, as we mentioned starting off the show, just shifting gears here, a lot of people sent me messages and Facebook posts about this shooting on Atlanta Highway.
Yeah.
Where does the buck stop when we keep seeing this stuff?
Good question.
We got a police chief on administrative leave for reasons that the city won't officially say.
AL.com gave more information than the advertiser did.
Right.
What's up with that? Local paper.
But there was an update from the woman who was shot. This is a woman who was caught in the crossfire. And at first, I don't think she knew what was happening. She was just trying to get down and kind of reacting. I think, like anybody in that situation, caught off guard. But this is an update that was sent to me, clipped out there. It says, "Hello, everyone. This is Amy. I have my phone for a little bit and wanted to make a post and start out by thanking everyone for the thoughts, prayers, texts, and phone calls. I remember every second Friday afternoon as I was on my way back to the office. I just turned onto Atlanta Highway from the boulevard and got stopped at the red light." I guess this would be that red light right in front of Red Lobster that turned into the Eastdale Mall complex.
Right.
"All of a sudden, I heard multiple gunshots. Seemed like thousands. I ducked my head trying to look around to see if I could tell what was going on. It was so weird because there were so many and out of nowhere and caught me off guard. And then that's when it happened. A bullet entered my driver's window, pierced my shoulder, went through my side, hit a rib, my lung, and then severed my spinal cord. As my body convulsed and everything was in slow motion, I knew I wasn't going to make it. I first began to pray, asking the Lord, please forgive me for all my sins and to accept me through the gates of heaven and take care of my family. After I did that, I somehow managed to call Joe and my mom to give them my last words. I love you. You can never tell somebody you love them too much. Make it weird. Just say it randomly all the time because your life could change in a split second like mine did April the 12th. At this time, I am paralyzed from my breast line down. I don't know what God has in store for me, but I am thanking him for allowing me the ability to keep my mind, my voice, and my arms to hug. We have a very long, tough, scary road ahead. So please continue with the prayers. It is extremely hard for us to respond, so I wanted to make this post here to let you know that we are getting the messages and they are being read to me. And I love each and every one of you." Yeah, you know, I was looking at people texting me also freaked about the war zone in the Middle East. And I said, just wait. A lot of this probably won't even hit Israel, and it depends on what Israel does in response. But I find myself much more worried about the war zone here at home because it's not just Amy.
No, it's not.
There's so many folks that are getting caught in the crossfire. Now, and some of these people know each other. It's a fight. It's a beef. It's whatever. And at a certain point, you know, you still see domestic violence issues wherever in the world. Like, you're not going to stop folks who know each other, maybe even live together, from hurting each other if that's correct. What they want to do. But when you start to see a major firefight on a major thoroughfare.
Broad daylight, too, by
the way.
Broad daylight.
It shows that those who would do such actions, those who would fire such weapons, just with everybody around, they don't feel intimidated 1 second to do something like that in broad daylight.
It infuriates me, man. Because people like that, and I'm not being way off the chart, but you remove them from society. They are the dangers to society that you can remove. Remove them. I don't know why it's that hard. I really don't. They know the people that are doing this. These are the same repeat offenders. But they have less respect for you or me than they have for them because they put them right back out on the street.
Victor Isfelder, who did run for mayor, we talked to Victor a few times. He put out there on Facebook, the Community Violence Summit is a, well, I use an emoji, a crap show. How can you bring in cameras and host a fake event when you don't even acknowledge when we have shootings and murders that take place in our city every other day? Complete crap show. You can't lead in the streets hiding behind a podium and cameras.
Yep.
Phew. Well, appreciate everybody reaching out about this. We got to hit a quick break. But this has got to stop. We are going in the very wrong direction, especially when it comes to law enforcement in this city. And I get that. Oh, it's a national trend. Yeah. But we aren't controlling the nation. We can only control Montgomery to the degree we can.
Right.
Who's responsible? You should ask yourself that. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris. I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor cost and fuel cost are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Honey, I got my bonus check today.
That's great, sweetheart.
Let's book that Hawaiian vacation right now.
Actually, I was thinking more like an electrical upgrade for our house.
What?
It's not all that glamorous, but updating your home's electrical system is a great investment, enhancing its value and your safety. The panel and wiring in most older homes were not designed to meet modern demands. The experts at Crosby Electric can update your system to give you peace of mind.
Sorry, honey, but I just want to feel safe in my own home.
Faulty wiring and electrical equipment are among leading causes of most home fires. Crosby Electric will make sure your panel, meters, circuit breakers, and receptacles are up to date.
I can just see us lying on the beach at Waikiki.
And I can see us lying in our own bed, knowing we're safe.
Okay, but next year,
I'll dance the hula in a grass skirt.
All right.
Sleep well with no electrical worries. For a free home assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties, Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health...
Wake it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back. Could use some views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house. And if you want to get in on the program, 272-9228. That's 272-9228. Let's go in order. Got a full board here. Let's go to Charlie first. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Joey. You know, I really appreciate you guys, or basically reading that statements that they put on there, and you and Eddie voicing your opinion. I tell you, man, Montgomery's pathetic. Montgomery is pathetic. You take your life in your own hands when you go into the city of Montgomery anymore. Until we start holding these people accountable and making them pay for what they're doing, this will never stop. Matter of fact, it will get worse. And these meetings that they're having from the city of Montgomery and the city of Selma, which the city of Selma is like a snake pit too. It's a pathetic looking town. It's went to hell. And then you have these meetings that only 5 to 10 people might show up. What is that going to accomplish? Or you see somebody standing up on the stage speaking like the mayor of Selma, which he's a joke. He's standing up there talking, and you look out in the audience, and they're laying. And the common everyday person that goes into the city of Montgomery, you better watch what you're doing, because there's idiots out there, and it's not just gun violence either, Joey. And right. you see it. It's driving your vehicles through town on the Atlanta Highway or anywhere out in the vicinity of the city of Montgomery. They will run over you. And, well, Joey, it's not being racist, but 99% of it, it's blacks. And I don't care if they come back on me on this radio station or not. It's the truth. But if you're this lady that got shot, this just really pisses me off, because what was she doing? Nothing.
Right.
But she got caught. She thank the good Lord that her life was not taken from her. But this is crazy, man. And for the city, the mayor, the fine mayor of Montgomery, he can't even tell the citizens of Montgomery why they're kicking the chief of police out, or whatever you want to call him, because they won't share that right now. That's as bad low as you can go. The members of the city need the families and all. They need to know why they're kicking them out. What's going on here?
It's and I don't talk about it every day because honestly I don't see the point. But I will bring it up every time I see one of these things. I just want the problem solved. And, you know, you're right. It's usually young black men killing other young black men, and it was a problem when that was happening. And it's an even bigger problem when it starts spilling over into folks who have nothing to do with it. It's a tragedy what we're continuing to see develop here.
Every intersection in Montgomery that's, it's a high traffic area, you're going to have people panning for money, pecking on your windows of your car, asking for money. I was on Court Street just 2 days ago, and there was a guy walking down beside the convenience store. You could see the pistol in the back of his pants and the belt, where the belt was in the back of his breeches. What it was, 9mm, 45, whatever, I don't know, but it was down in his breeches, sticking in his pants. But you go to these intersections, like this morning, I was getting off 65, getting on the southern bypass. And as soon as the light changed red and the traffic started to build up, these guys are standing there, here they come, like a swarm of chickens, to your vehicles, and they're standing there looking at you. Give me your money, give me your money. One guy, he was tapping on this individual's car window. I'm thinking, my God, what is... It just don't pay to come to government anymore because you're going to have your life insurance taken care of.
And the problem is most of the time it's without necessarily any incident, but then it only takes that one time where there's a heck of an incident, and that's what will start driving more and more folks away. And I hate it when it's happening to the youth in this city. I hate it when it's happening to folks that are just visiting. I hate it when it's happening to anybody. And I just want the damn problem solved. I appreciate it, Charlie. Got some other calls here. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Chris. Hey, Chris, how you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm going to preface this first by saying the chief of police and the mayor cannot stop people from killing each other.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. But they can put policies in place to stop the violence and have enough cops on the street that is going to stop people from doing stupid things. The problem we have right now is that Stephen Reed, our mayor, has put people in place in the city of Montgomery that are his friends and fraternity brothers and sorority sisters and all this kind of stuff, and they're running the city. And we're not getting the people that can do the job. This is just nothing but handouts to his crony friends, and this is what you get. So, but the preference is he can't stop it, but there's policy that can be put in place that can. This lady that got shot, there's a lot of people in the city that know her.
Mm-hmm.
And the fear I have, and I think a lot of people, even business owners have, is that people are going to see this and say, it is not worth it living here anymore. And let me tell you right now, a lot of my friends have already done that. And with that happening, you're going to have a lot of good families leaving this city and leaving it to the criminals and the thugs. But let me tell you, there's this little story I want to tell you real quick, too. I was at a restaurant, and I saw the mayor walk in.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, people gave him the cold shoulder, my friend. And let me also tell you that he's got a security detail around him that make Joe Biden blush. He's got this brand new $80,000 truck. He's got, he walks around with this guy, which is fine. He can have security, but no one else is able to have the security that he has. So he has this luxury of going around the city of Montgomery with somebody in tow, opening the car door for him like he's a president, and letting him get in like he's some dignitary, and also walk around when the guy's got firearm on the side. But the other people in the city don't have that luxury. Now, this stuff going on, this happens all the time. And this happens in, West Montgomery that we, and unfortunately, me as a white person, mm-hmm. probably don't hear about it nor care about it. And then when it happens to somebody or somebody indirectly that it becomes a problem.
Well, and people become, and you don't even, I think race plays an element. You know who you know, and you react to the people more. But I think it's not even necessarily a racial thing. It has more to do with if folks who are up to no good know each other and get in a fight and shoot each other, we don't want that happening. And again, you need more police on the streets in order to make people think twice about starting something like that. But would it get so bad that you're now getting folks who have nothing to do with the situation, who are innocent bystanders being caught in the crossfire? Yeah. Those are some of the worst stories you ever see. It's the stuff that rightfully pisses everybody off. I can't tell you how many we've seen, say, come out of bigger cities like that, where it's just a little kid or some bystander caught in the crossfire. And if that's happening, I'm on that road pretty much every day, Atlanta Highway. I've known that little entrance to Eastdale since I was a kid. And to know that, you can't go to Red Lobster without worry of somebody getting in a big gunfight like the OK Corral is just not acceptable. And again, it's not personal with the mayor, the police chief, anybody. I just want the problem solved and things to be going in the right direction. And it won't be solved overnight, but we're not going in the right direction.
Right.
Well, let me say right now, Joey, it's not going to be in the right direction because immediately after George Floyd happened and all that stuff, what did Stephen Reed do? He put Black Lives Matter around our fountain. That should have given you a great idea of that this guy has no... He doesn't care about the police. He is of that vein where Black Lives Matter and that organization, which is a terrorist organization, caused $2 billion worth of damage, and he is willing to put that around your fountain of your city. He's telling you what? Guess what? Policing in the city is irrelevant. It means nothing to him. And he won't even get rid of it when we find out all these terrible things about BLM. So he is not responsible for that, what happened, but he's responsible for the lack of policies to fix the problem. And he won't do it. He will not do it. He will not do it. It's not in his veins. It is not in his blood. He will not try to fix the problem. He will not try to go hire a new police. He will not try to go out there and maybe find a way to get contract police officers there. Or even go to the state and say, hey, we need help. We don't have enough police to enforce the law in this city. But he's not going to do that. And we had one opportunity to do it. I mean, I tell you this, and this is what makes me madder than anything in the world, that we had an opportunity to elect another person.
Mm-hmm.
And 27% of this city came out and voted.
Yep.
And what I say to that, elections have consequences. You voted for it. And now we got to deal with repercussions. But I would ask, since the mayor, the city, and the mayor oversees the city of Montgomery, and in an interview he had, he said the buck stops with him. He said that in that interview when they asked him about it. He says the buck stops with him. Then, Mr. Mayor, fix the problem. Bring solutions. Or either step down. Because I don't think he will do neither of the first two, nor will he do the last. But it is pathetic. He doesn't really care. And he only cares about the politics of it. And thank God this is going to be his last term.
Well, I got to run here, Chris. Appreciate the call, man. Again, 272-9228, if you want to hop in on the conversation. This part of News and V is brought to you by Pest Pro Services, and I love me some Pest Pro, Eddie. I know you do, too. I mean, and you've been an actual client of theirs.
Oh, yeah.
For what?
Several years now. Man.
Long before they became a sponsor of the show.
Certainly. In fact, as over the Airbnb today, saw some mosquitoes, so I'm actually going to call them up because one of the things they promised me is, hey, once you see them, we'll come back out and treat them for free.
Okay.
Now, I didn't get bit or anything. I just saw
one. You just noticed a few.
I just saw, and I haven't done it since they sprayed. I haven't noticed anything.
And that was like 2-3 weeks ago.
About 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, honestly, it might be about time for a new spraying anyway.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, and 'tis the season for mosquitoes to come back in force with the heat and moisture. Oh, the fire ants, all that stuff, too. So do termites.
Yeah, over the weekend, we got to crawl under a friend of mine's house, and I got to show him what a termite tunnel looked like. Yeah, he wasn't very happy at all.
And Pest Pro Services can take care of all of it. In fact, they have, like, different folks on staff who have unique specialties. So if you got the fire ant problem, you're going to see a certain person. Mm-hmm. You got the termite problem, they got a guy for that. They really are fantastic there at Pest Pro Services. There's a reason they've been growing leaps and bounds over the last few years. So call up Ashley and her team today at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. You might as well make them your everyday pest control company. Of course, you can always go online to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro, Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell them that, Joey and Eddie, those guys on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the 5 P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out, and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures, with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds mild tonight, low 58, tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida, and now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and views in the afternoon. I'm Joey. Eddie Bader's still in studio with me.
I'm him.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, dude.
Good to see
you. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
Trying to keep my head about me, I'll put it that way.
I noticed you're going with a lighter color, still the darker side of the aisle, but still, you're getting lighter. It's not, you know, death black as you've been wearing the last few days. Appreciate you bringing a little spring to your life.
Thanks for being here. Let's go to Simpler Days. Hey, Simpler Days.
Hey, Joey, Eddie. What a sad day in the neighborhood. You know, the saddest thing about that shooting on Atlanta Highway is that that victim's husband, who didn't have a vehicle,
right,
when he got to the scene, and was asking for assistance. When simply asking for a ride to the hospital to check on his wife, they denied him. They told him they couldn't do it.
Both the police and the ambulance operator?
Yeah. He asked two or three police officers to give him a ride. I mean, where is the compassion? Where is the empathy? I mean, you talk about tarnishing the badge. I mean, good grief. But anyway, while the mayor was having his violent summit, that was going on. But see, they were looking for solutions, and they know what the solution is. These blue mayors in these blue cities, they know what the solution is, Joey. But they want to stand up there and say, we want to reduce crime. We want to, we want to stop crime. We want to make our city safe. We want to make our city safe. Well, then do it. Quit talking about it and do it. They want a puppet for a police chief. They want a cookie-cutter blue police chief, and that's what they're going to get again, that will do their bidding for them and will not enforce the law. And that's what Todd Strange ran into with Kevin Murphy. He had a individual that wanted to be his own man, run his department, and enforce the law. But that's not what these politicians, these mayors want. They want a puppet. And there's a fix for this, a real quick fix, and it's called Sheriff Derek Cunningham. They ought to put him over. They ought to write a bill right now as we're speaking to the legislature to let Montgomery, the city of Montgomery, become Metro Public Safety under Sheriff Derek Cunningham. But see, they don't want that,
right,
because he is a man's man. He's going to run the department just like he runs the sheriff's department,
yep,
and they don't want that.
He'd get the job done.
Well, I'm down for any solution. And, I'm happy to give anybody the benefit of the doubt, but we're several years into this, and problems are not getting better.
It's got to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
We can always do what Denver did last week. The sanctuary city Denver is.
Yeah.
They reduced their public safety funding and directed it towards the pilgrims that are coming across the border overrunning their city.
Yep.
So maybe our mayor will come up with some solution like that. Have a good day.
Appreciate it. Now, have you seen images? People just send me like an image of like a bus.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, we think illegal immigrants are being brought in. And I'm like, well, that's just a picture of a bus. What am I supposed to do with that? But have you heard anything more substantial?
I've seen the video probably 50 times this weekend of the one in East Chase.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
We were at Bucky's not too long ago. I see him there. Same
really?
Thing. Bucky's on the way to Auburn.
Yeah.
And at that time, my thought was, I must be taking a break or whatever. I mean, I knew the deal was. But when I saw it, Chantilly in that parking lot, my thought was, this is the first and last stop. This is where everybody gets off. And if you look around out there, guys, look behind the buildings, you'll see a few tents. There's things happening out there. And you can keep your head, looking at your dashboard all you want. But world's changing. And unless you change this leadership, you can get used to this being a regular thing in Montgomery.
We got to hit another top of the hour break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. And they're at River Region Contracting. Todd Clark and his team are ready to help you with that roof of yours. They love educating their customers on their roofs. And, you know, there's a reason they're called the premier roofing contractor here in the area.
I know
because,
why.
Well, River Region Contracting, they get the job done, number one. They actually show up on time.
Very, very soon.
They don't leave a mess after the job. But the best news, their inspections and estimates are always free.
Every time, Joy.
You've used them multiple times.
I've used them multiple times. I'm sure I'll continue.